Platt.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It's Monday, June the 11th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, because this is a talk radio show. And we're also streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. In fact, the chat pack is already here. Angel, Big Bad Dog, Sungold. Yeah, they're on. Good morning to everybody. And it's, what, 4 degrees in Shingletown? What?
None now.
Oh, 47 in Shingletown. Okay, I got it. Hey, you know what?
New glasses.
I hope. I don't have the adjusted ones, or the, what do they call it, the blended ones?
The blended bifocals, which I still haven't picked up. I will definitely announce that. Hey, we've got more important.
Wait a minute. I have a routine here.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
I hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm having a great weekend. Okay, let's welcome our able director, producer, and just bon vivant, Bad Bob.
Let me get a dictionary. Good morning, sir.
And how are you doing, Bad Bob?
Glad the weekend's over and loving the weather for the next several days, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're right. You know, this weather is going to be something else, but we're going to get to that right now, speaking of something else.
Well, you want to talk about the weather?
Well, you know what? That's part of the routine we do here.
Well, you know what? If anybody should, we'll talk about your routine in just a moment, but it's going to be around 90 degrees today. If you're tuning in, you're just getting on the radio. This is KCNR, 7:07 in the morning, mostly clear this evening with the low going around 59-60 temperature. And of course this week on Wednesday we're going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms, but tomorrow's going to be a beautiful, mostly sunny day, 86. This is Doggy Park time. And of course we are taking your calls this morning and taking your chats. Tell us how your weekend was, and I can tell you what happened with us. And I'm just going to say it right now, Bob, you can chime in here anytime you want. Dancing with the Stars, of course, is now completed. Saturday, we had started dress rehearsals at 8 o'clock in the morning. When I say we, you know, I came too, and working out the lighting and the adjustments for the theater. And then, of course, the show begins at 7 p.m. And Carl danced the foxtrot. Everybody, he was second in line. And it was he got relatively good scores, top scores. Then round two, I got chills. The tango. Carl Bott owned the tango. Kathy Bott, Babcock, and Carl. Two tens and a nine. We're flying higher in the sky now. So at the end, Carl won the coveted Judges' Choice Awards. And then, of course, we know that Dancing with the Stars, a lot of fundraising goes on. And congratulations to Candace Vaughn.
She won the Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, she did a great effort out there on the dance floor, too. Everybody out there did a great job. I can only say is that the encouragement that all the dancers gave to each other, you know, while we're waiting in the green room, everybody was pumping everybody up. I mean, there was no kind of, oh, I'm dancing, or I'm doing this. It was like, do well. Everybody wanted everybody to do well.
Yeah. I never saw any attitude. You know, I was only there for one practice and then the dress rehearsal. And you know, there's a lot of nerves. People who have never danced that have been working for months, and now it's show night. They're going to be out in front of 1,000 people, 997 people. And just the whole, you know, all your friends and family, and so it all comes down to the culmination and in that moment. And we had a nice cheering section, and I was the girl who was like on Let's Make a Deal, who jumped out of her seat like I just won a car when Carl got his tan. I just like did the step and didn't care. it was yay! And you know what? You deserved a 10. You deserved a 10. It wasn't because somebody liked you. You deserved a 10.
Well, Kathy Babcock deserved a 20.
Yeah, well, it takes two.
Yes. There's 105 pounds.
Yes, it takes two people to make a great dance.
105 pounds of Kathy Babcock with spur marks for having to carry me all over through it.
Well, you just so hope that some kind of wardrobe malfunction or, just something can happen. You just hope for the expert, the execution of it. And when you did it, there was just no doubt. It was just really superb.
Very well done, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what?
And Bob's done it every year. Bob's been at Belongi Entertainment, does all the videos. You've been there since day one.
And by the way, Bob, and as long as we're all those patting ourselves around here, you're a 1 minute, video start. You see, we start off everybody with a minute of showing how that, showing them dancing and practicing and some comments from them. And you did that. It was done very, very well. You captured everybody very well.
Very entertaining. Cool.
Bad Bob.
Now I got 2 weeks of post production to put the show together for the mementos, but it's fun. But the hard part is deciding what you're going to toss.
Yeah. Well,
you got a lot of good raw material. This year was
my hat's off to everybody that was there, and there wasn't anybody there that didn't put a lot into it, that didn't put it, when you're out there and you think about it, you're out there dancing in front of like 900 people, and it's like, and I don't even like dancing in front of the mirror.
It's really interesting.
But people are so, here's the other thing, people are so supportive. Everybody out there is supportive. I mean, and that's a feeling you get too, is a feeling of enthusiasm from the crowd. And even if they were there cheering for Jennifer or Candace or Jake or Chris, they were out there, but they were cheering for everybody, so.
And let us not forget, of course, from the Women's Refuge, Christy Hansen, and, of course, Barbara Harrison, the very tireless Barbara Harrison, and all the great efforts that all those folks did. Salute to all around.
They work really, really hard. So, anyway, thank you for your congratulations in the chat room, and I'm sure that we'll be talking about it more this week, the aftermath of things.
Well, Kathy will be in tomorrow morning.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we've got a lot of stuff to discuss. Doug McConnell's going to be on today. That should be really fun. So stay tuned here to Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460.
Hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. 530-605-4567. Give us a call. Now, of course, we're chatting at KCNR 1460. We got a bunch of people on here. Sun Gold, Angel, Indie Guy, Max, Tatanka. The economy is the issue. We're going to be talking about that, Tatanka, in the 8 o'clock hour. We may hit it before that, but we're really going to get into it on the 8 o'clock hour. The Heritage Foundation has put out, along with a number of other think tanks, have put out a plan to be able to cut that deficit and cut it big time without raising taxes. And, you know, it's just, you know, how you plan this thing. But we're going to be getting to that at 8 o'clock. You know, when I was talking about Dance with the Stars, I want to make sure I mention everybody, okay? Of course, you know, Candace Bond and her partner, Trevor Leach. Candace won the overall. You know, that includes the fundraising. You know, that's, you know, it's how, you know, it's the fundraising for the Women's Refuge, and Candace did a great job. Everybody did a great job, but Candace was really out there. And then, of course, Chris Reznor and his partner Shelby Floyd and Chris's Dutch brothers. Great guy. He's going to be on the air with us here. Denise Jurgensen and Nathan Myers. Denise is Caltrans. And it was on the, we were kidding her the other day. She was on the news because there's a pigeon nesting in one of the lights on Pine Street. And, you know, so what do you do
it's
about
so
that?
Local.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah, hey, that's front page news here.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jennifer Kettles and Doug Little. Now, the good story about Jennifer, she was on the show. You know, she's got Just Toppings, and she's getting ready to explode in her franchise with this. But Doug Little, her partner, is also her fiancé. Her original partner went by the wayside, and Doug stepped up. And then Eddie was their choreographer Eddie came in and was, you know, and got them through this. And of course, Jake Easy, how can you miss Jake Easy? And Monica Fisher was his partner. And all the partners, except for Kathy, were all in part of Out of the Club Cougars and all this, all 15 to 17, I believe, as far as the age groups, except for Doug, of course, and Kathy. Again, congratulations, everybody, for putting it on.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about.
What did you want to know it?
Okay.
A little trivia to start off with.
All right. Okay.
Seriously, if I can get through this, is it Bowdlerize Day?
I'm not for sure.
To Bowdlerize or Bowdlerize means to self-righteously remove or modify passages one considers vulgar or objectionable.
Bowdlerize.
Yes, Bowdlerize.
Sanitizing a piece of literature.
Okay, Bowdlerize. Yes. Love that. A medical doctor by the name of Thomas Bowdler, whose birthday was this day in 1754, gave new meaning to the expurgation.
Well, those are $3 words.
They are $3 words. And you know what? I'm open to take a tip. He gave up his medical practice to practice surgery on the works of William Shakespeare. He removed all the words which cannot with propriety be read aloud in family or which are unfit to be read aloud by a gentleman to a company of ladies. He moved on to Edward Gibbon's History of the Decline and the Fall of the Roman Empire, and then he boldly bolderized the Old Testament. In doing so, he irritated a lot of people, so many that his name became synonymous with these acts. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. Hey, we have somebody else in the chat room.
I like to talk about that. That's cool.
Well, Coach Bob, and we have somebody named Fargan is in there. I can't pronounce the rest of his name. It's too close to getting bleeped. So anyway, welcome aboard, Farg. We call you Fargy. All right, let's talk a little bit about violence. What in the heck's going on down in Red Bluff? You know, over the weekend, two incidences in Red Bluff. One was, it looks like it was gang-related. We're talking like 10 people.
And a girl.
Jumping, and a girl. Well, girls are people.
Well, I mean, like, she was part
she
of the...
She was a member of the
she
gang.
She was a member of the gang.
It looks like a group of people. They chased this guy and his friend through down the streets. I mean, Red Bluff. I mean, how many streets can you chase them through down there? And they caught him and stabbed him numerous times, copious times. And, you know, they said they believe they are... the suspects are described as three or four Hispanic males and one Hispanic female. Tattoos. The female had a blue skirt and had the numbers 1 and 3 tattooed on her knees.
Nice.
I don't think that, you know, I don't know if that was, maybe that was her address. I'm not sure, but it was 1 and 3. And they chased these guys down and proceeded to stab them several times. And then, in the Red Bluff City Park, 10 and 12 people got in a fight. And it looks like there were some transients there. As one said a group of transients were camping in a park, started the fight because the park belonged to them. And one of the suspects then began hitting people with a metal pipe. Then they all ran away. That's two things in Red Bluff. I mean, you don't hear a lot of things going on in Red Bluff like that. I mean, where it comes down to that, where you've got gangs and that, it'd probably be a good idea. Let's have one of our people in Red Bluff give us a call about that and tell us, you know, what they think is going on. Is that just strikes me as being unusual when you have two incidents like that in just, you know, over in one day.
It is moving north. There were incidents of this nature happening in Corning and Orland and moving up the I-5 corridor from Sacramento, and it is moving north. And unfortunately, where does that leave the next step in line?
Well, it's coming north, and this is what the sheriff and the police chief, Peter Hansen, say. And, you know, here's one of the things that we have to take a good look at is how we're going to contain that. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. And the sheriff and Peter Hansen are going to be on here in a week or so in our regular update. Plus, we're having California Highway Patrol Chief Jerry Flavin is going to be on tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the roads, but also crime that he's seen, and what's the California Highway Patrol doing about it. We do these regular updates so our listeners can find out what the sheriff, what the police, and the Highway Patrol are doing and working together and how they're doing to kind of keep this gang menace out of our area. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
My son's car was painted at Mako in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Mako in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Mako does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Mako in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Mako in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Mako is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Mako. Call 226-0992. That's Mako in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness of Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the State Fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As seen on TV Store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV Store.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Login Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Reading, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bob, 7:26 in the morning, and I'm not sure what the temperature is. Is that right up there, Bad Bob?
Yes, it is, sir.
It's 70 degrees on July the 11th.
I know, it's just we're flying running for by. It. We're Woo, running for sunny it. High today. Going to be clear and beautiful with a high of 90. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 59. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to start telling you this now. Yesterday we went there and had a fabulous brunch. They book up really fast. Saturday night I'm going to be out there with the jazz trio. With Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, and Dan Kinkle. It'll be a spectacular night. Jazz Under the Stars. Do come out. 474-5546. Make your reservations now. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, you want to hear singing and hear great jazz out there. Come on out and join us Saturday night, right, hon?
Will you dance?
I'll dance. Hey, look, I'll dance. I'll dance my tango to anything at this point.
I'll do Hernando's Hideaway. How's that? That might be a tango song.
There you go. And I'll be out dancing in the barn. All right. Well, welcome aboard. Doug, you're here. And just a number of people just
good
jumping
morning,
in
Chat
here.
Packers.
Good morning, Chat Packers. We really appreciate you being here. Big fire. Now, here's why. We had a big fire on Barker Street right down the street here, didn't we, Bad Bob?
That was my understanding, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, motel, here's the kind of scary thing.
It wasn't the Capri, was it?
No, it was the It was America's Best Value Inn and Suites.
Oh.
Here's the scary thing. I mean, if you saw, you could see the smoke anywhere in Reading or parts of Shasta County here, is that the fire investigator said that a 3-alarm fire started about 1:20, drained the Reading Fire Department of all its resources. That emptied the city of Reading. A second alarm fire cripples us. A third alarm fire, there's nothing more we can do. The city committed at least 8 fire engine crews and fire crews with the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District and California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. And we were coming back, driving back down from Shingletown, when here comes the Cal Fire. Here comes the Cal Fire truck. It comes roaring down the street. And they were looking, you know, they were following the smoke to this. And but what kind of bothers me is that this is it's not a large motel. It's not a large motel. And we've got, and it emptied the city of Reading, the resources.
We are thin right
now. You know what? I knew we were thin. But that's, you know, we need to talk to somebody. You know, we'll get somebody on from the fire department. We start talking about this, that one motel, and plus 2 firemen were injured. And if you watch the news, you watch cars exploding out in front. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking move over rules. We're going to be talking about illegal immigrants stranded on California islands and calling for help. And the Royals. The Royals came to California and charmed us all. Carl and the Bot, 7:30 in the morning on Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, a bearish tone on Wall Street this morning. Stocks tumbling on fresh fears over the European debt crisis and global economic weakness. The blue chips already seeing triple-digit losses in early going just past 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 114 points. Oil under pressure as well, and concerns that the economic recovery on a global scale may be stalling. News from China showing that nation's oil imports fell to their lowest level in 8 months in June. Oil currently trading below $96 a barrel. Meanwhile, gas prices are climbing higher. According to AAA, the national average is now $3.63 a gallon. That's up almost a dime over the past week. And congressional leaders are heading back to the White House for more U.S. debt talks this afternoon. Ahead of the meeting, President Obama is holding a news conference at 11 a.m. Eastern to discuss the status of those discussions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Seat. Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. It's KCNR 1460. Welcome back to our program this morning. 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 70 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. A shout out to Shelley and Joe. They really got behind supporting us with Dancing with the Stars, Carl, and we did our fundraiser there. And also, we actually had cigars over the weekend, and we always talk about the Walking Humidor and that they've got the greatest coffee there, and so they're just wonderful people. They've been supporting us since the day we hit the airwaves. Yeah, Joe and Shelley at Tobacco
Brew. August of 2007, and you know what? They give discounts to veterans. They help people in the city, and you never hear about these things because they don't go out and talk about it, but we do because they're great. You know, they're great citizens of this great community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The chat room's going nutso. I shouldn't say nutso. That's not, you guys are not like that. About rainfall being restricted, and the fact if you can harvest it, gardens, things that the government is getting into. And we were just joking here because I misunderstood something. One of our guests we're going to introduce here in a second said about needing a permit, and I thought you needed a permit to be on the air. Well, you do. It's an FCC license, but they're not selling permits to guests yet, but it's because they haven't thought about it yet. They haven't thought about it yet, and I probably shouldn't have even mentioned it because there's somebody in the city office going, oh, yeah.
Well, then you couldn't do public service then because, you know, you have nonprofit public service and for some things that we do.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization.
Yeah,
we didn't plan it that way, but...
All right, let's get down to the meat and potatoes of what this next section is about.
Let's talk about the Red Cross. Yvonne is here.
And John. Preston.
Good morning.
John are here to talk about our regular Red Cross.
Yvonne Preston and John DiCello, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, Yvonne.
Don't be shy with the microphone. Get in there.
I didn't think John was shy. This comes as a big surprise to me.
Then a lot of things never been shy.
John has been a great spokesman, as you have, Yvonne, for the Red Cross, and we're very proud to have you all on.
He is. He is a great volunteer coordinator. His specialty is disasters, and he really knows his job, and we are very, very fortunate, not only here at the Red Cross, but the whole community, to have him doing what he does every day. So.
Wow, I hope my mom's listening.
there's a real tie coming in with what the Red Cross is offering and kind of what we're highlighting right now as to what's happened, what transpired over the weekend. So let's start off with what you are offering as far as the educational aspect of your disaster classes.
That's right. First, there is what we call a silent disaster, and that happens one every 8 minutes, and that is a house fire. Your home can burn on an average. It's every 8 minutes, and this is a national average. So the Red Cross responds to 170 house fires a day on an average. That is a lot, and they're silent, and we don't talk a lot about those. You read about the fire in the paper, but what you don't read is how the Red Cross is standing right there during the fire and ready and able to give financial assistance to these people who are just suddenly devastated, and it happens in a second. You lose everything, and it's a big deal for those families, especially the ones with children, to start again.
Well...
Every 8 minutes, isn't that something?
It is. It's a staggering statistic. I mean, you know, that's one of those things that you have room in your head to go, wow, one in eight.
Every eight minutes.
A house fire. So this weekend, of course, we had a, I don't know, how many alarms was it?
Three alarms.
We were coming back from...
Yeah, John was telling us about it. It was 15 pumper trucks and
yes,
vehicles
indeed,
out there.
Yes, that's a pretty big fire for Reading. And all the units were out. I counted 15 pumpers there besides the auxiliary vehicles. And very well managed. Instant command was set up and very well maintained. And they said two
firemen were injured.
I saw one of the firemen taken off most likely from the heat. Because, again... 90 degrees, you're in your turnouts, air packs on. It's pretty strenuous work. So you saw the fatigue and the heat affecting many of the firemen. Mm. They had the canopy set up as soon as they came off to take a break, get hydrated and stuff. That's a very serious situation for the firemen.
Well, so the Red Cross was, how does it happen? You know, does somebody give you a call? Is it a bell? I mean, do you have a hotline?
Right, yes. Well, we have a 24-hour number for the Red Cross, of course, for anybody that feels they need to call the Red Cross in a situation like this. And the firemen, the police, sheriffs, the authorities know how to get a hold of us. In this case, Incident Command was set up with Reading Fire taking the lead. They called Shascom, says, we're going to need Red Cross here. When they see that there's a family that's going to be displaced and we may be needed, they give us a call. And we have people. I was on call this weekend. We have a schedule, day-by-day schedule, on who's going to be on call for disaster action team leader. We get the call. I immediately call one. When I heard it was North Market, I thought, that's a motel. I know, you know, Reading well enough. North Market Street's going to be a motel. It's probably going to be multiple families involved. So I called for another responder and a trainee to come out so we can you know, get the work done, bring our kits out with all the forms and everything that we need to get the information from the people and be in a position to help them, make debit cards for them, those type of things. As soon as I got on I-5 from Anderson, I could see the smoke. It was a big fire. And like I said, there was...
Yeah, we saw it coming in. We thought it was over Turtle Bay at first because of that, you know, the general area right there.
It's kind of hard to pinpoint the fire from the smoke. The more you go block by block, it's over there. But, anyways, like you pointed out, all the trucks were out. Yeah. Every unit probably in the city of Reading was out there.
Yeah, we were passed on 5 by a fire engine.
Cal Fire. One last thing before the break is, the people in the hotels are transients or they're visiting here or something like that, which is a bad thing. They just turned us into this new hotel. They just converted it into Best America or whatever it was. Best Value Inn, I think, just a couple of weeks ago, and this has happened. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're talking Red Cross disaster preparedness and a number of other things that are coming up with the Red Cross here. We'll be back right after these messages. Carl Lindebot, 7:41 in the morning, July the 11th, and it says 70, but it feels just a little bit warmer.
We'll be right back.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, but tonight it's a different world.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek for their Vacation Bible School. Rev it up, full throttle for God. Encouraging Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 18th through July 22nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Ages 3 through 6th grade, this could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information, 222-2128, or register at www.gracereading.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Please welcome Colonel Chesty Cat, United States Marine Corps. Colonel, today we're talking about microchips.
Microchipping your cat just makes good sense, Doc. If your cat is found and scanned, the number on the chip contains the contact info of the owner. It's similar to dog tags in the Corps. Identification is vitally important when a cat goes AWOL. It's a simple procedure, painless and inexpensive, and if you stop in at Haven Shelter, you don't even need an appointment.
Cats count. Call Haven Humane Society at 241-1653.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. You're going to see ads saying, oh, get Dish Satellite, get Dish Satellite. Call the 800 number, call 888 number. Let me tell you, my friends, it goes out of state. It doesn't stay here. We've got too many good people that can put in Dish Satellite, and Doug Tooley is the one. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. He does great work. He's one of the leaders in sales and installations up here in the North State, if not the leader. And the reason is he does great work. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. And it's 74 degrees, and we have the Red Cross here, and hopefully you've got your life-saving skills because it's getting hot today. So Yvonne and John, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again.
All right, now, good morning. Talk to us about, we talked about the fire and the things that you all do with that, and if that was not the original reason you came in.
That's right. When a home fire happens, they happen on an average of every 8 minutes, and more often than not, there are children involved with these home fires who also lose everything. And we are fortunate enough this month, for the entire month of July, to have Wells Fargo on Pine Street. They have offered to do a stuffed animal drive for the children who suffer from a home fire. What we do at Red Cross is we comfort adults with a blanket. That's one of the first things we give them when we approach them, is a blanket. For the children, we give them a stuffed animal, because everything normal in a child's world is suddenly not. And without the way to talk about it and express those things, it's a real comfort to a child to have a stuffed animal. So Wells Fargo this month is having a stuffed animal drive, and you can go into Wells Fargo at any time and put a stuffed animal in the bin, and that will go to a child who loses a home from their home and all their things, all their stuff, all their toys.
See, there's a whole interesting study of disaster, what happens after disaster, no matter what age you are. It's about stuff, but the stuff is also memories of family gone by, or just objects that you're used to touching, and how just having that little stuffed animal as a child, if you bring that back years later, that just touching that little piece of fabric or whatever it is will conjure up all kinds of memories, good memories, hopefully mostly, because I think the human spirit has a tendency to block out dark. But I would think it would be an interesting study to see, why is it that some people really can handle a disaster and other people it's really hard for them to put their lives back together.
Right.
What is that? I mean, that's probably a whole psychological study, is that, you know, kind of like PTSD with people who have been in combat and not. So,
children.
Go ahead, John.
Well, you know, people more knowledgeable than me with Red Cross operations have been to the Katrina's, been to the Jones fires and the Fountain fires, and have actually been out on more calls than I have, really emphasized the mental health and the psychological effects of exactly what you're talking about. Besides, again, losing all your material things, it is devastating to people to realize that what has just happened to them, and that act of coming out and showing that there's support in the community, not just people with the Red Cross on them, but let them know we partner up with so many other agencies and businesses and people in town, and let them know, hey, we're here to help you as much as we can. Giving a little stuffed animal, a partnership, for instance, our senior citizens group is making these little kits. They take a blanket, a very colorful blanket, like a quilt almost, and they make a little stuffed animal, put a little pocket in, and it's in a little kit that we take to these kids when we go out. So as we're interviewing and trying to help the family there, we could give something for the children. We give them little comfort kits, if you will, little towels and shampoos and soaps and toothbrushes and combs and just something, because they have nothing. And that does mean a lot to them. And like I said, my more experienced people tell me that it's really a big comfort to these folks at that time of need. Besides the material things, let them know, hey, we're here to help you.
And so you, right now, with what are the classes that you're giving? I mean, let's talk about the overall. We can talk about the overall goodness that the Red Cross does. But right now, in the North State, you are giving classes. So let's talk about that.
You bet. We do. We give classes on CPR, first aid, and we also give classes on how to prepare for a disaster. And that, too, is very important. And the basics, your smoke alarm, please test it. You know, it's not going to do any good if it doesn't work. And the Red Cross highly suggests that when you test your home alarm, your smoke alarm, please do it with your children so that they are not afraid and they know and they can recognize what noise it makes. If it suddenly goes off, they will be able to handle it with confidence and get out, make a plan and get out, have a meeting spot. Very important.
Okay.
So we cover basics such as that.
We have a CPR, first aid, an AED, the automatic external defibrillator, the paddles, if you will.
Oh, wow.
Very, very helpful, very effective life-saving tool. And we have a six-hour course on that coming up.
So that's, you get a certification after that.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty important, I think.
Yeah, and we have CPR alone, first aid. This is like a six-hour course. You gain a lot of information, a lot of knowledge from that. And that's coming up real soon. And we trained this week, and we had 11 new people come aboard just to want to be in the disaster services for the Red Cross. So we're kind of training our own people inside, too. So we're keeping pretty busy.
That's great. Okay, so what would you like? What are your closing thoughts here? What else are we missing?
I think just support the Red Cross. But, go ahead, Eva.
We're always looking for volunteers.
Is that phone call for you or me? Or oh, no, it's for Bad Bob.
It's a bad joke. Go ahead, seriously.
We're always, like John says, we're always recruiting for volunteers to come out and help. We do not take holidays. We don't take vacations. Red Cross is here to help 24/7, and we're always looking to recruit for volunteers.
We need your support. Like I said, it's all volunteer. The funding is voluntary. It's all donations.
Yeah.
We have a great community. We have businesses and people backing us up, but we could certainly use some more.
Okay, now how do we get a hold of you?
Yvonne, give me your numbers.
244-8000.
So okay. July 1st through 31st at Wells Fargo, they are collecting the teddy bears, stuffed animals, like they were talking about for the kit for the kids.
That's right.
And that's the drop-off location on Pine Street. And we want to make sure, you know, I'm sure a lot of us right now are thinking about spring cleaning and like it to be nice and new. But if you have one that is, I'm sure they'll take something, a stuffed animal that might perhaps have, you know,
gently loved.
Yeah. I like gently loved. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks so much, Yvonne and
thank you,
John. We'll be right back after these messages.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. We got a few minutes before we go in our break at 8 o'clock for the news. We're bringing on Doug McConnell there, but Doug's kind of rolled in here a little bit early. Just before we start, I mean, we're going to be talking not just, you know, what I said in Facebook was we're going to be discussing medical care and Obamacare. What's the difference? And then, but we're also going to be discussing the economic situation. You sent me a link to the Heritage Foundation about what and how we can solve our economic problems without this, you know, tremendous tax raises, cutting all the entitlements and all that. But we're going to be talking that about 8 o'clock. So
I hope so.
But Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, is a premier heart surgeon here in town. Is working with Shasta Region. In fact, you head up their whole heart trauma unit and all that stuff.
I head up a cardiac surgery group and truth of trauma team.
Did you think you were going to have to come into paddles because you were there dancing with the stars the other night when Carl was lifting and dipping and you thought, oh,
I bought Doug's ticket to that because I wanted somebody there that can open my chest on the stage and massage my heart, okay?
But no, Bonnie and I bought our tickets because we wanted to come watch Carl do his thing out there. And I'm here today to bring you some Army Airborne salutes to a job well done. You came out there and took that stage away. Everybody did a wonderful job. It's great. But really kudos to you. I was trying to get the Marine Commandant to issue a letter of commendation.
Well, here's the good, you know, I don't think people realize this, and it shouldn't be the focus, but it is, I think it's something to take a look at. Carl is the oldest in age to have ever danced with the stars, and then on top of that, to win judges get 2 10s.
Mm-hmm.
He is, Bob, I mean, am I wrong?
Between him and Kathy, I'm reminded the old saying about age and experience will overcome youth and skill every time.
Well, that's a very good point, and I think Carl rightly earlier today said this is a real tribute to Kathy.
Absolutely.
In fact, she apparently choreographs the whole thing.
Oh, man.
She does.
I don't know her personally, but I must say, having gone to two of those, it's a wonderful event put on by the sponsors, but more importantly, it's clearly, her involvement in her teaching is a critical part to making such a great evening for the community and raising the money.
So. Absolutely. You know, and they raised over $55,000, and money is still coming in, by the way.
But you had a we all had a good time.
Well, that's the best thing.
Except for maybe, I don't know what medicines you're on today.
I don't know, but you just got out of oral surgery, and you came. And you, Bonnie was like, I'm not sure, Doug, he's getting out of oral surgery, but you know, you're such a trooper.
Well, I had a little bone graft, but I sat in the back row not knowing when I'd get called out. I had to do an emergency heart surgery that morning, too.
So. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
You're the man.
We're going to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about... of course, the health care, which we usually do, but also about the economy, the Constitution, too.
Yeah.
And it's a couple of things. It's a little bit of a change in how we do things here. It's going to be great.
Very good.
We'll be right back. We're going to break for Fox News. This is Carla Linda Bott. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama is about to meet reporters, holding a news conference ahead of more talks to try and raise the nation's debt limit before a deadline 3 weeks from tomorrow. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in the White House briefing room.
The president is leveraging one of his most powerful tools with this news conference, the bully pulpit. He's making the case for tax increases as part of deficit reduction. He's also trying to keep alive a grand bargain that he's been advocating, one that includes changes to Medicare and Social Security. But not only are Republicans resisting tax increases, many in his own party don't want entitlements to be a part of the calculation. The debt negotiations, meanwhile, will resume this afternoon. Ron?
Mike, the U.S. and French embassies attacked by demonstrators in Syria. Live from our Middle East Bureau, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
Ron, the State Department saying Syrian forces were slow to respond to contain the crowd attacking the U.S. embassy and that U.S. Marines guarding the embassy had to respond until Syrian forces ultimately pushed the crowds back. Meanwhile, guards at the French embassy fired live ammunition into the air to disperse the pro-government loyalists. The U.S. and French ambassadors visited the besieged city of Hama last week without the regime's permission, enraging some government loyalists. Ron?
Courtney, moving a 12-ton supply module, all in a day's work for the shuttle astronauts. NASA says everything is going well.
Crew's doing great. They're in a good mood. Both the station and the shuttle crews are doing great. And the ground team is in a very good mood, and spirits are pretty high because we're having such a successful mission.
Jerry Jason is flight control director for the International Space Station, where the astronauts are maneuvering the supplies delivered from the shuttle Atlantis. The Dow is down 169 points, and you could say this decline is made in Italy. Analysts say that country's debt problems are weighing heavily on Wall Street investors. Also on the decline, the price of oil now down nearly $2 a barrel. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. It's a home loan on your terms, and it's only available at Quicken Loans because everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Deadly explosion at an ammunition dump in a Mediterranean nation.
Amid a heatwave in Cyprus, brush fire spread to a naval depot, detonating gunpowder storage tanks there. The defense minister and Cyprus's military chief both resigning. The gunpowder stored since being confiscated 2 years ago from a ship intercepted, ferrying it from Iran to Syria. Israel says that is one raw material for Hezbollah's rockets. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Former First Lady Betty Ford remembered at her church in Palm Desert, California.
She's wonderful. She's beautiful. And I saw both of the Fords here. They came a lot.
Gretchen Landers attends St. Margaret's Episcopal Church. Ford died Friday at age 93. Her funeral scheduled for Thursday. She'll be laid to rest next to former President Gerald Ford near his library in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How does your garden grow? For one woman, the answer could be illegally.
Julie Bass is growing vegetables in her front yard.
I thought it would be really cool to do it so the neighbors could see. The kids love it. The kids from the neighborhood all come and help.
But the city of Oak Park, Michigan says her garden violates a city code, and she's been charged with a misdemeanor.
That's not what we want to see in our front yard.
Kevin Rukowski is the city planner.
So if you look around and you look in any other community, what's common to a front yard is a nice grass yard with beautiful trees and bushes and flowers.
Mrs. Bass says she wants a jury trial, says her pepper plants aren't going anywhere, and her neighbors are glad.
I think it's a very wonderful thing for our neighborhood.
They don't have nothing else to do. They're going to take her to court for a garden.
Todd Stearns, Fox News Radio.
Tomorrow night is baseball's All-Star Game. Well, maybe not all the All-Stars. 16 who were chosen to play have decided to skip the Midsummer Classic in Phoenix. A former All-Star in a very different venue, the perjury case against ex-pitching star Roger Clemens back in federal court in Washington, D.C. today, jury selection continuing. Clemens is accused of lying to Congress when he said he never used performance-enhancing drugs. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's July the 11th. It's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, you can chat with us, as we have so many in here. My gosh, Big Bad Dog, Indie Guy, Tatonka. And we have, you know, Sungold was there, and she said Tata, but she's listening. She said on her radio. You know, she's out doing
We love
something.
You guys. Okay.
So many people, Angel and all y'all. We can't tell you how much we appreciate
our chat packers. Today we're going to have a high in the 90s, sunny, and tonight mostly clear with a low of 59. That's our weather forecast. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 86, and Tuesday night, slight chance of thunderstorms Tuesday night. I don't know.
It's global
really,
warming. It's global warming.
Get open the windows and let it flow.
Wait a minute. Global warming. Wait a minute. But it's getting cooler. But it's global warming. Wait a minute. It's not global warming. It's climate change. Wait. No, wait. What is it? Let's go ask Al Gore. But let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Don't you think it's kind of funny that we actually think that the Earth would stand still and do absolutely nothing if it weren't for us?
Well, you know, what I think is even funnier is that we are making the rules in Western society saying this is the wrong environment, and why don't you kind of like ask around what some of the other countries think about, to think, well, gosh, you know, I mean, this is, you know, things are getting better for us. So let's retard their progress so they take care of us. You know, that seems to be kind of selfish.
Yeah, we've got this idea that we're know-all be-alls.
This ethnocentrism that people accuse the Tea Party of, you know, I'm seeing it running rampant in the also in the Democrat Party and people that don't believe
true.
In it.
So not true. So anyway, speaking of the Tea Party,
yes.
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party meeting, Monday nights, 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church, which is 2570 South Bonneview Road. Tonight we're going to have our own police chief, Pete Hansen. He's going to come in and talk a little bit about community and how the citizens and the police department can partner up. It's no secret to anyone now that we've got increased crime on our streets and, you know, the potential for more with the release of California state prisoners. And obviously, there's only so much law enforcement can do given budget cuts and having to take officers off the street. So we're working very hard, and I think Tatonka on your chat room will verify this, but the Tea Party is getting involved in helping people set up neighborhood watches. Now, there's things that can and can't be done by our law enforcement, again, based on budget cuts and personnel. But what we need to do is find out what we can do as citizens to make ourselves safer and to be more proactive. So Chief Hansen will come in tonight and let us know what's possible through the Reading Police Department.
Well, this is incredibly timely, Elizabeth, because, you know, every time the chief comes on, we push this home, home defense. When I say home defense, you know, securing your own home, but also neighborhood watch, because the police can't be everywhere.
No.
But we can be everywhere. You know, we the people, we are the neighborhood concerned, we the community can be everywhere with our little cell phones, which are ubiquitous to us, that you can just pick it up and dial 911 and say, I see a bunch of bad guys here. And when you look at Red Bluff having 11, you know, having a gang members chase somebody down and stab them repeatedly, and then in the park, people being attacked in the park with pipes in Red Bluff, I mean, the last time I looked, Red Bluff's like 20 minutes away.
Right.
And as Bad Bob pointed out, they're heading north.
Right. So. And it, I'm afraid that we are in different times, and we are absolutely going to have to rely on ourselves. We have to get rid of that mentality that as citizens of this, the city, the state, the country, relying on any kind of government official or government personnel or government entity to come in and take care of us, to save us, to provide for us. It's absolutely ludicrous to think that that is security.
It's taking being able to take care of yourself, take responsibility. Now, we want to have the infrastructure there. We need to have infrastructure there. But it doesn't, in today's economy, which we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes, and among other things in medical care, that the more you can rely on yourself, the better it's going to be.
Absolutely.
And your neighbors. And I mean, we need to become a close-knit community. But anyway, okay, tonight, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
At the Bonneview. That sound in the background is, it wasn't Bad Bob, it was the good doctor and I, and he just hope he doesn't get called
call.
Away. He's on call right now.
So thank you, Elizabeth.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Thanks for all you guys do.
Well, and you and we the people on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's right. So take
Thank
care, Elizabeth,
you.
And tell everybody we said hello.
We will.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning, July the 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chris, July 12th Haven Monthly Second Tuesday Club meets at Elements in Wind River Casino for dinner.
Elementary, my dear John.
Oh, good grief. Hey, please join our Haven Humane Supporters Tuesday, July 12th at Wind River Casino. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River's Elements Restaurant kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
And that closes the case on that mystery.
I'd like to close the case on you.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catius Clay. Do you prefer Catius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1658.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl Linda Bott. 8:15 in the morning on July the 11th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea down at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our optometrist.
Am I?
And Dr. Doug McConnell's optometrist. And the reason is he does a great job. You've only got a couple of eyes. You want somebody to take care of him that knows what he's doing. Been in the business a long time, over 20 years. He's got his own on-site lab. The people that work for him are highly trained, great professionals. Contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. If you got, you know, he can talk to you with insurance, work with your insurance on here. And as Linda knows, the latest design in progressive lenses, which used to be called bifocals, except now you can't see those little lines. That's progressive lenses.
Are those Democrat lenses?
Uh-oh. Never thought of that. So does that mean is that they only work part of the time? Oh, did I say that? Oh, sorry. Okay. Hey, Dr. Duncan.
Hey, and let me add, by the way, Dr. Leva's wife is a wonderful critical care nurse at Shasta Regional.
Oh, is
so
that
she's
right?
She's a very talented lady.
Oh, cool. We know you need that.
Yes.
Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest, if you're just tuning in. Heads up the cardiac department there at Shasta Regional.
The surgery department.
Surgery department.
Cardiologists would take exception with that.
Oh, okay. You head up to the heart surgery department. Which, by the way, and he was there for Saturday night just to make sure. And he had, I noticed you had your, you know, you were watching. You had your little field surgical kit there just in case.
I did. We were ready. On standby.
And we want to talk about, there's a lot of things we need to talk about today. But let's start with the healthcare mess that we're getting ourselves deeper and deeper into. Then we're going to transition into the government, into our lives, and things that we, you know, don't even think about.
I think that,
and you brought examples today.
I did. I brought a prop, even though this is radio. Of course, I don't have TV. But you know, we'll talk about Obamacare, and I really want to say, rather than just focus on Obamacare, Obamacare is more of a symptom of a philosophy and belief structure that's pervasive, has been pervasive in Washington. But it's really where the government will try to roll up and manage an important part of your life and or commerce or interactions. And healthcare is very personal. It's about as personal as you can get. And Obamacare is built on really some very fudged and missed numbers. And that's pointed out in the reference I think I sent to you, and I'd like to all the listeners to educate themselves by going to Heritage Foundation. And they have a very good piece entitled Obamacare and the Budget Playing Games with Numbers, which really lays it out as the true cost. We've been pretty much lied to, using their numbers anyhow, about the roll-up cost over the next decade of Obamacare. It was oversold, overhyped, and the CBO was forced to come in with numbers based on how they were fed the numbers by Congress, the Democrat Congress at the time. So the truth is, there is nothing but bigger deficits attached to Obamacare, using their analysis. But more importantly, it's the operational obstructionism that occurs just when the government takes over something that requires timely and focused correct decisions. The other important piece about Obamacare, without getting sound like a wonk, is that it really rests on the pillar of Medicaid, which has been a long-term program for the indigent throughout the United States. In our state, it's called Medi-Cal. But Medicaid is a series of grants from the federal government to the state government, and then basically underpaying physicians and hospitals to give care to the indigent. But Obamacare really rests on moving all of the, quote, uninsured, 40 million, if you remember the number, into Medicaid. But I would, as a practicing physician, can tell you how dysfunctional Medicaid is, at least at the specialty level.
And you had just something like that happen.
I did, yes. I had a young 52-year-old diabetic man who had previous heart surgery, but basically his breastbone had come apart due to the fact that he's a poor healer, has a kidney transplant, he's diabetic, he has osteoporosis, all sorts of technical issues, and we had reconstructed his chest wall, wired the bone back together, but we had to leave the wound open down to the bone. So if you can imagine an individual with a 12-inch long wound over his breastbone that's clean and going to heal, but it requires the application of a device, which is standard of care, called WoundVac, a very wonderful device that allows open wounds to heal well. It's used in the military for open wounds and stumps and so forth. It's a device by which you can get someone out of the hospital and manage the wound at home with suction. That's all that's required, and it has to be changed twice a week. So we have this gentleman. He's in the hospital at Shasta Regional under Medi-Cal, meaning we, the taxpayers, are paying for him every day. And we're set to send him home. And Medi-Cal refuses to pay for him because one blood test called the serum albumin is at the wrong level, too low. And so they then embark, I'm talking to Medi-Cal for most of a morning trying to get, the guy wants to go home, he can go home, we just need your authorization so we can change this. And the people all the way up and down the chain of command in San Francisco said, nope, doesn't meet the criteria. We were left holding on to him for 2 days while we tried to, you know, dicker with the powers that be. Finally, I called Jerry Brown's office. I said, this is crazy. He's in the hospital. He's running up a bill. He doesn't need to be in the hospital. We just need authorization to put this device on. Three phone calls, one faxed, two-page letter I had to create to Jerry Brown's office, Office of Constituent Affairs. Talked to a supervisor. Never did get a call back from anybody who would make a decision. But ultimately, I was told by the Office of the Governor of the State of California that they had taken care of this problem. They had forwarded my letter and request to the Department of Health and Human Services, and I would get an answer in 30 days. And this guy's lying, this patient is lying in a bed. And this is Medicaid, working well, but they are totally unstructured to make a timely, correct, professional decision on the day it needs to be done. That's what healthcare is. It is about focused, critical timing of decision-making. And the government wants to take over and manage things, but they are not structured to trust me to do the right thing for this patient. Instead, they put a bureaucracy in the way of delivering care. That is just a small window into the disaster awaiting the American people when multiple levels of decision-making and use of appliances or not uses of appliances fall into protocols driven by non-professionals. And this was not a selected case, but this occurred 2 weeks ago in our city with one of our citizens who really just wanted to go home and get best care at much lower price. And the system could not and would not work to allow him to do it. And the governor's office had no solution whatsoever. So you go all the way to the governor's
state
of California.
Is he still in the hospital?
No. We were able to get an Indian reservation. I mean, one of the Indian tribes was able to come through. He happened to have a linkage into one of the local tribes, and they applied some of their federal grant money to buy him the device and send him home, getting Medi-Cal off the hook. But the point is, if this has been you or me in the hospital, then if it had been either of us in there, I don't have a tribe. And I'd be stuck. If I'm dependent on the state system or Medicaid to agree or approve my next level of care transfer, I would be stuck there, and you and I would both be there, taking up a bed at the hospital, awaiting some... It's like there used to be a play called Waiting for Godot.
Yeah.
This is sort of, it's not going to happen. And that's because you cannot make personal, timely, professional decisions in a quick fashion when you put a bureaucracy in there. Think of the DMV. And it's a politicized bureaucracy as well.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Bad Bob, I want you to make sure in our archives that we save this, because I want to put this on a link on a Facebook that people can hear. This is what happens with, you know, when the government starts impeding the treatment of patients over minor things and then tells you that we're kicking this upstairs and you should hear something in 30 days. You know, 30 days on something that should have been handled in 30 minutes.
Great.
Gotta take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning, July the 11th. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. When we come back, we're going to be talking some other things, too. He's got, even though that you can't see it, we've got a great prop here. you will be able to recognize it. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Time. We've take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:26 in the morning.
You know what that theme is? From a show that's long missed.
What, the X-Files?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, the program may be off. It's probably because it was too close to reality.
But it's still not out of your mind.
I've got a, wait a minute, let's help him get out of it. Wait a minute, help.
Okay, hold on.
We've got a phone call to the good doctor, and he's on call. So we're just going to kind of cover here for this. We're going to talk about how the government gets into your business. You know, we were hearing things in our chat room about there's a place back in the Midwest that they're not even letting them grow gardens there.
Well, yeah, I think that there actually we have some friends up from Sacramento that are here. And did I hear somebody say that somebody got tagged because they had a garden growing in the front of their house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it you, Bob? Or was that in Sacramento?
We're getting the details. It was Midwest. I got to find the details on the story. Yeah, this woman could be looking at time because she refused to comply with the mandate from the government.
Well, there's other things, too, we haven't gotten into about the Homeowners Association, which is a whole show in itself of horror stories. But anyway, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking about the government, how they want to get into your business, but two, they're not set up to make the decisions in a timely manner. And this, but the latest thing we were talking about.
Well, I think Obamacare, I'm trying to say, is a the tip of an iceberg that's a bigger issue. And I think the underneath it all is how the Democrats, particularly in Congress, often have allowed this concept of the general welfare to expand their sense of just what they need to do to make life for America better, or more energy efficient or whatever. But the general welfare clause is just a few words in the Constitution. The truth is the Constitution is about this, pretty much telling people what the federal government can't do. But, for example, they use the general welfare clause to figure out that, well, we need to have a national health service because it affects everybody, or a national health solution, and we got to mandate insurance policies, and we get to design, meaning the federal government design, what the policy should cover, and on it goes, in the sense that they use that one little clause to decide exactly how your health care future should be constructed and provide, and to create fines if you choose to buy a Cadillac plan or do something really outside their guidelines. So
that's one thing I can't understand. If you have the money to get the best health care you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
why should you be fined for that? Why is that?
It's
treachery. You are punishing success.
Correct, but they want to use that money to partially. Remember, they were searching for all sorts of funds and monies to explain away the cost of Obamacare. Be that as it may, the same government has decided that, using the general welfare clause, that they'll decide what kind of light bulb you can use in your house. And they're making illegal the 100-watt bulb, I believe, in January 2012 or 2013. That's quite a jump from the Constitution. That's why I brought a light bulb in the Constitution. And you have to really work hard to figure out that the federal government can sit and debate and pass a bill and decide what item in your house is illegal. But they've done that. So it's a 100-watt light bulb this year. Then it's going to be 75-watt bulbs and down to 60s. And eventually they're going to tell you what you can do. It could be fireplaces next year that burn wood because that produces smoke.
Well, they have. In many places they've done that already.
Those are municipalities. Right. They have that thing. I'm talking about the federal government doesn't have that authority. The state government can decide you have to have car insurance to drive a car. That's legit, not the federal government.
Right.
But if the federal government can make a case for the general welfare about forcing you to buy health care insurance, they can make a case for me and Bob and others to join a gym because our body mass index is above some guideline.
And you're right. And once they get into it, and then they have ways of finding of ways of tracking it, and they can do that via your taxes because everybody, well, I shouldn't say, but everybody should be filing taxes. Anyway, we've got to take a break here for the news. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the federal government getting into our business in the little things, much less the big things like your health care. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Obama taking the debt ceiling case to the American people.
It cares about investments in Head Start and student loan programs.
The president speaking right now in the White House briefing room.
The good news is that all the leaders continue to believe, rightly, that it is not acceptable for us not to raise the debt ceiling.
President Obama meeting with lawmakers again in a couple hours. Both sides said to be about $2 trillion apart.
We cannot threaten the United States' full faith and credit for the first time in our history. We still have a lot of work to do, though, to get this problem solved.
If no deal is reached, the U.S. could default on loans. The sticking point is over tax increases, Republicans resisting any plan that calls for raising taxes. This is a Fox News alert.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR1460. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Promise you my cell phone is off.
Yes, mine too.
8:34 in the morning here, 1460 KCNR. Carla Linnabot, and it's currently 77 degrees. The last time we looked. Welcome to the program, Dr. Doug McConnell. I'm still in shock over what?
Nothing.
Okay. And
nothing.
Carl?
No, I'm just...
Okay, well,
no,
you
just,
said...
I was just wandering around, just walking around here.
Well, I'm still in shock over the light bulb. I want to hear more about that.
Well,
and then where can we read about that? Or, you know, what the government is telling us that over 100 watts.
I'm surprised. So, see, this most Americans don't know that. But
no.
There is actually a date set by the federal government by which they will withdraw 100. It'll be illegal to sell 100 watt light bulbs in the United States of America. Right now, it already is in California, by the way. You did know that. Go down to Home Depot and you'll see 95 watt bulbs. That was a company's adjustment to that, and we're scheduled in California to get rid of 75 watts too. They're trying to push everybody into the CFLs, which are great bulbs. They just cost more, and they have mercury in them. But ultimately, LEDs will become the light bulbs of the future, but they're far too expensive. But in the name of the General Welfare Clause of the U.S. Constitution, Congress, I believe in 2007, decided they were going to take the whole country and force people into purchasing replacement internal electrical lighting based on the principle of more energy efficiency, which you could argue that making people earn or have efficient in-house lighting is a good thing for the country. But the real question is, where in the Constitution do you get to debate and pass a law forcing you and setting a date by which you must purchase a product? Oh, wait a minute. They already did that with Obamacare. They've set a date by which you're going to have to purchase insurance plans that meet federal specifications for every American. And you have to show proof of having such insurance in force at the time of your internal revenue filings to get your refund. They're not sure yet how to enforce it. Imagine what it's like every year you have to be sure that 330 million people own something or are covered by an insurance program. That's actually the administration piece is scary. But they've already done that. So, again, using the General Welfare Clause of the Constitution, it would appear they've decided they can tell you what insurance to own and what it must look like, what light bulb you can have in your house based on the general welfare-related energy consumption.
What kind of car to buy.
Well,
That's coming.
Well, if the President of the United States can berate businesses for owning corporate jets and saying the tax policy needs to be adjusted because they were too favored, what's to say you couldn't come down and say there is no reason for anybody to own a four-door car that's more expensive than $48,000, because the rest of that is sort of superfluous. Killing an industry, by the way. But they're already leaning on certain things that they consider to be good. But how much, what if there were a limit on the size of house that a two-person couple can own based on square footage? You could do the same thing. It's more energy efficient for the bots to live in a 2,000-square-foot house than wherever you live. On and on it goes. But the point is, it's a slippery slope that all ends up with their interpretation of the general welfare. And it's used to alter our lives. Healthcare being one of the most egregious examples with which I'm familiar because I'm in the front lines delivering healthcare. But the light bulb is one that affects us all. And so you will not be able to buy light bulbs in the United States of America because of an act of Congress. Now, the reason I brought it in today is that today in Congress, the Democratic House of Representatives is debating a BULB, is believe it or not, better use of the light bulb. I believe they're debating that today in Congress mm-hmm. about repealing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a Democrat Congress, and the general, I'm not too worried. The bill itself stands. But what I'm really getting at is the underlying philosophy that exists, that somehow you can bend the general welfare clause of the Constitution into mandating purchases of devices in your house, lifestyles, and owning certain health care plans that the government controls.
Okay, we've got a phone call. Art, you're live on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Carl, excuse the deep breathing. I had to pile off my bicycle.
Welcome to the show. We haven't heard from you.
I'm out here pumping away on the main.
All right.
Take your pulse, Carl.
You got me all irritated up again, but not about something that I haven't heard about for years. I'm older than any of you guys in there, and I can tell you that this has been the Democratic line for as long as I can remember. But I should also add this. I understand the overreach of the radical left, and Obama sure epitomizes that to a point beyond anything I've seen in my lifetime, and I've been here 7.5 decades. Mm. All of these types of things, this overreaching, this shunning constitutional amendments, all of this, there is only one way that this is ever going to be hashed out, and you've seen the beginning of it now, with, I think, 27 states taking him to the Supreme Court to stop these unconstitutional power grabs that this character and his party have made and will continue to make. And it proves one thing beyond all doubt. He cannot be returned to office, because if he is, he's going to get the opportunity to appoint at least one more Supreme Court justice. And if he does that, the 5-4 decisions that have saved us in large measure so far are going to be reversed, and it's going to be 5 liberals against 4 conservatives. These kinds of things are not going to be settled politically, because the GOP doesn't have the brains or the stones to stand up and question or stop the opposition party. They're going to be settled in court. I don't care if it takes years. That's the only prayer the average guy out here on the street has, that eventually they can take them one at a time and literally find them unconstitutional. I can't see any other answer.
I think, Art, that you're correct in what you're saying.
Very well said.
Yes, and very well said, Art. And just, you know, take care of yourself out there on a bicycle.
We can't lose you.
I
think that was succinct and focused. I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's a good way for us to go into break. Art, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, brother. Take it easy.
You take care out there. It's Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. And we're talking how the government is using their interpretation of our Constitution to tell us what kind of light bulb we can put in our house. This is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant,
front or all of the above on the outside patio. CR Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, CR Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special CR Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. CR Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate Timothy Olitter on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold the fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 8:45 in the morning, July the 11th.
It's just you and me, man.
Just you and me, man. Hey, this portion of the show is, it's good because this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's right off Athens Avenue in Cypress Square, Shopping Center. DC Tim and a man in black. Great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans, discounts for seniors. So I should be getting, you know, discounts all over the place here. Anyway, you know what, senior? I know that word is good to get into the movies, but it doesn't describe, I believe, me or so many of my friends that may be over the age of 50. Anyway, but DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great conversation. I mean, you know, I was in there the other day, and as I'm walking out, I end up spending another 30 minutes, and everybody's talking about things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about taking a step back, you know. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And Field and Stream magazine.
It's a step back, but it's a step forward in the sense it's not a step back in the sense, you know, people knuckle-dragging or anything like that. It's just people talking about things. People, you know, people having, a place to go to. The old barber shop. And that's what it's, the old barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, who's been in and out of here on the phone. Is there an emergency out there, Doc?
No, just a patient. I have to see it at 9 as I leave here.
Okay. Nothing
works on Skype, but everybody's fine.
Okay, you know, Art and his phone call was so good.
He was.
And, you know, and one of the things he said that was, it's very, very important, is the fact we've had 5-4 decisions on the Second Amendment, my friends. 5-4, whether you can have a weapon. If a city can tell you can't have weapons, that's something that's guaranteed to you under the Constitution. And it only passed 5-4.
They're correct. And, of course, prior to the conservative majority, there was there were these decisions that allowed the city of New London to basically under eminent domain consume 15 homes along a riverfront and give it to a private developer that went all the way to the Supreme Court, I believe, in 2004, 2005.
That's right.
Kilo versus City of New London. And that was a horrifically bad decision. And if you read the opinions of the liberal justice, it would probably turn your stomach as to their concept of what they describe as public welfare and public use of land, which is really comes down to the city council deciding they have a development plan. We can make more tax money on this than if we just left the homes alone. So basically the fact that the city coffers could be enhanced by a given amount of money by upping the use of the value of this property was enough to confiscate 15 homes. Turns out it all fell apart. It's the state and the city spent $78 million of state and city money to raise the buildings, get the land set up. They were originally going to have Pfizer use it. Pfizer's left town now. So it's basically a $78 million sinkhole in which there's now an empty blocks of land along the river that, to my knowledge, are not being used for anything. That's the government at work.
Yeah, you know what? I am so happy that. I'm sorry for those families. I hope they got some money out. But I am so glad that happened in New Connecticut. I hope that they go into bankruptcy.
This is New London, by the way.
New London, yeah.
They have no property tax coming now at all because now they own the land.
That's right. You know what? I hope that they go into bankruptcy because you go after private citizens' homes to make more money for the city. You know what? You deserve anything that happens after that.
Well, again, the great shield here was some sort of perversion of the concept of general welfare and public use of private property. And that's the conflict. The government's always been in conflict over what can the government do related to private property rights. And, of course, now they're basically telling you what you now have to acquire in terms of services, such as Obamacare insurance plans, and what light bulbs you can buy, and so forth. So it's important for Americans to be very vigilant about this and understand that the natural behavior of government and or bureaucracies is to come up with plans or schemes which are always usually wrapped in good intentions. You know, there's the language of reason to invoke these laws or principles sounds logical and sounds well-intended, but whether it ever results in those intentions, we're never sure. But ultimately, it involves taking somebody's money or property and redistributing it. That's the nature of government.
Well, you know, Obama said back, last year when they asked him if he wanted to raise the, raise his taxes, that he said in August 2009 on a visit to Indiana to talk about the stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked him a question, explain how raising taxes on anyone during a deep recession is going to help the economy. And he said, well, you're right. You don't normally raise taxes in a recession, which is why we have it and why we've instead cut taxes. So I guess I'd have to say that Scott's economics are right. You don't raise taxes in a recession. We haven't raised taxes in a recession. But that's not what's going on.
Well, the truth is, The idea is that if you wrap those taxes, well, they're not your taxes. They're only about the rich taxes. See, they're now sequestering money based on ownership. Well, who owns the money makes it legit because it's a minority. It's a small group of people. And so you now politicize the economic principle. So money taking out of the economy from a certain group is okay. But the principle is if you take money out of the government, out of the private sector, and dump it into government, you do not get necessarily an improved economy. That's taxes, no matter who pays. But in this case, he's now politicizing that process, saying, well, if I take his money, meaning if you make more than $250,000, then that's okay, because that's extra money. You're not doing anything with it. Well, actually, that's just not true. So it's interesting. When you take the stimulus money, so somehow they recognize if you put money or leave money into the economy or put it into the economy so people can go to work, build businesses or whatever, that's good. That's called stimulus. But if you take money out, that's not bad. I mean, that's bad. It's inconsistent thinking.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that for the first time, we have identified a group of people as rich. That's people making $225,000 or $250,000 or more. Those people are rich.
No, well, that is a problem as well. They're using that as
rich. We've identified them.
Rich is defined by what your net worth is. You may make $250,000, but you also may have expenses that are that.
Right.
And so that doesn't make you rich. You can probably be renting a house, for all we know,
that's
based
right.
on your expenses. So income does not define rich.
That's right.
Net worth does. So when you hear this word, when the government starts talking about means testing or rich, that means they may have to actually know what your net worth is. And to this moment, the government has no idea what the net worth of Carl Bott, Doug McConnell, or Bob here is. But if you really go down the road of deciding who's rich or not, now you have a whole new reporting system to actually know what your assets are versus your liabilities.
And then we have a system, make sure you're reporting it right. Mm-hmm. Got to take a break here. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking about government intrusion. We're talking about the changes that are happening right here, and we're watching it, and there's, and you know, we need to fight that. We need to make sure this tyranny of taking our rights ends. This is Free Fire Radio. You have to let that rock.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Redding by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
I am Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. Thanks for joining us this morning. And our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop, a great walk-in humidor. But inside of Tobacco Brew is Espresso Joe's. It's our favorite place to get coffee. I'm ready. I need a coffee fix.
We need a coffee fix. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. Tomorrow, our guest will be CHP Captain Jerry Flavin, who's going to be here talking about what's going on the roads and also maybe crime that's moving its way up the corridor.
Boy.
It's going to be, you know, that's going to be a good show too. You know, and Kathy Babcock, my partner from Dancing with the Stars. Doug, you've got last words.
I do. Well, I think it's time for all of us to become educated and knowledgeable about where we are as a country, how the government's being run, and the philosophies that are determining how we're prioritizing our future decision-making, particularly with this debit and revenue questions before us. I really think it's time for we the people to get educated, and the And I have found the Heritage Foundation to be a great vast source of legitimate, credible, well-researched information.
The Heritage Foundation.
That's correct. So if you go to their website, and they're well-established. They were established in the early 70s. They have extreme legitimacy. This is not this is a real think tank with qualified folks in economics, politics, sociology, issues that we are now dealing with as a nation. But it is our responsibility to go find out and understand and get educated. So I really think this is our country. It doesn't belong to the politicians in Washington. It's we the people are the opening lines of the Constitution. And I think that we need to understand that we now have an obligation to go learn about these things. You can come to different opinions. That's great. That's America. But ignorance should not be allowed at this point. And I think if you go and get educated about what we really need in changing our health care, our entitlements, our tax base, our process of government, we have to learn those principles. You put them all together, I think you'll see that we are not headed as a nation in a direction that is good for my grandkids and any of ours. And so I think that we need to address these issues. And the more knowledgeable the electorate is, the better the country will be.
And that seems to be part of the problem.
If we choose to stay ignorant, we get the government we deserve.
Yeah, Mike.
I think that's a fabulous way to close the show.
It is.
If we choose not to be educated and you settle and you don't know any better, how we elect our people is you get what you get.
You vote on a soundbite instead of what's really
right.
What's really true, and that's what we've been paying for.
Or who looks good or
what's
popular.
Yeah, you want change? Yeah, I'll give you change. Well, we've got the change, and I don't think the people of the United States want that.
Well, you gave them change on Saturday night, that's for sure.
He was good. Twinkle toes talent.
You know what? I tell you what. That's I don't have. You know, I have several qualities that are deplorable, but I do. I am tenacious. You know. Anyway, hey, look.
As
our guest.
We all should be.
Hey, our guest tomorrow is CHP Captain Jerry Flavin. On Thursday, it'll be Peter Hansen. On Wednesday, we've got the head of the probation department here in Reading. We're going to talk about everything.
Thank you, Doug McConnell.
Oh,
thank
I love
you,
so
Doug
much.
McConnell, and for being our guest once again here.
Great to see you, and I enjoy
KCNR.
It.
Oh, we always always enjoy having you on. And just remember,
airborne.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my